So this story happened when I was 23, and so I'm in the Air Force. I'm in a station at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio, and the story ends where I end up at a Hooters there, and I'm completely disheveled, and so that's how the kitchen element kind of feeds in there. But I started in Tacoma, Washington. I was there for training, and I'm flying back, and it's a Friday night, and of course I bring enough, you know, clothing for the week, and I always bring one extra pair of underwear just in case something happens, right? And these underwear aren't the best. They're tidy whities, and that really matters coming up. So I end up, you know, going to going on an airplane, and they we get on the plane. You know, I've done this a ton of time before, and we you know, get deplaned because there's an electrical problem with the toilet, and I'm like, it's a toilet. It doesn't have electricity. Whatever. Anyway, so we lots of kids on the plane, so we have to wait in line. And, of course, three other planes had problems, so there's a long line. And I'm waiting for hours and hours and hours. Kids are getting cranky. We finally get on the plane. They're like, we can get you into St. Louis tonight. And I'm like, great, I might be able to get to Dayton then, you know, really quick. So I fly into St. Louis, and I'm like, it's 9:30. Where are the other planes? It's closed. And they're like, yeah, the airport's closed. And I'm like, oh, I guess I have to stay here. So they give me a voucher for hotel and so forth. So I go to the hotel, throw my bags in the room, and I took a cab there, and everybody else was waiting for the free shuttle. And it was good that I did, because there were so many people, everything was overwhelmed. I go down to the bar area in the kitchen, and they gave me a voucher for a meal. And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and I'm like, oh, I'm just tired of waiting, and I'm really hungry. So I go to the bar, and I said, can I drink this certificate? And they're like, sure. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to drink. So I start drinking, and I meet a nice couple. They're about my age, and he's a firefighter, and I'm a volunteer firefighter. And I'm like, we're hitting it off. And they're like, he goes to the bathroom, and she looks at me, and she says, well, we're here to kind of patch up our marriage, and starts opening up to me. And I'm like, oh, wow. thanks. Anyway, so they're like, we should go drinking across the street. So we go across the street, and we start drinking some more, and I didn't realize it was a strip club till we get there. We had to cross a four-lane highway to get there, and we leave. And I leave with a drink in my hand, and I get back to the hotel, and I have this drink in my hand. And I'm like, I just crossed a four-lane highway with a drink in my hand. Anyway, I'm drunk. They go home, and I go back to my bedroom and just fall asleep, right? I'm sleeping and just dead tired. I wake up, and I really have to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know those hotel rooms. I wake up, and I walk out the door, and I'm like, why are the lights on in the bathroom? I walked into the hallway, and the door slammed behind me. So I'm like, oh, boy, I can get this door open. I'm Superman, right? So I'm hitting the door. I'm trying to get to the door. I'm like, oh, I got to go down to the front office, and I'm in my tidy whities. Oh. So I walk down there, and, of course, they call down a couple security people, three, in fact, you know, to escort this man back to his room who's drunk and in his tidy whities. And, of course, I flop down on the bed and you know, I have to use the bathroom and flop down on the bed. And wake up, and it's 6:30, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm almost late for my flight. Brush my teeth real quick, grab everything, and put some clothes on. Run down, get the free shuttle, and there's a nice full shuttle of people. And they're all on a mission coming back to the United States, and they're very happy to be alive. And they're singing, and they have a guitar, and I just wanted to kill all of them because I am just hungover. And I finally get on the plane and get back home, and my buddy, you know, looks at me, and he's like, what happened? And I'm like, you know, let's just go get some food. And he's like, I'm taking you to Hooters. That was how I ended up at Hooters after a long, long flight. So.